Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
In this demonstration, I want to show you how to add some highlighted information to iTunes as a spoken track. That way you can actually listen to it on an iPod Touch, iPhone, Nano or Shuffle. So the first thing you need to do is go into System Preferences and turn Add to iTunes as a spoken track on. So we go to our main menu by doing VO, remembering that VO is Control and Option, and M for menu, of course I'm using VoiceOver.
Menu bar, Apple.
And VO down arrow, pull down the menu.
Apple, menu, 11 items.
Let's VO down arrow to get to System Preferences.
About this Mac, software, Mac OS, System Preferences,
VO
ellipsis.
Spacebar to select.
System Preferences, ellipsis, System Preferences, window.
Tab.
Leaving toolbar. Accounts button.
To get to the list of all the icons, we want to get to keyboard. So let's type in KE for keyboard.
Keyboard button.
VO spacebar to select.
Press key window keyboard toolbar.
And let's VO right arrow to see what has been selected, and we need keyboard shortcuts. So VO right arrow.
Keyboard tab 1 of 2. Keyboard shortcuts selected tab 2 of 2.
And it's already selected. If it wasn't selected, we press VO spacebar to select it. We need to get to the categories table, so let's jump to that by doing VO Command T.
Shortcuts categories table.
Let's interact with Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with shortcuts categories.
VO right arrow for column 2.
Column left parent 2 of 3 right parent. Dashboard and dock.
VO down arrow to services.
Display expo front row keyboard screenshot services.
Let's VO Shift up arrow to interact with this table.
Stop interacting with shortcuts category.
And then VO right arrow to get to the next table.
Keyboard shortcuts table. Note.
And let's VO shift right arrow to interact with this table.
Interact with keyboard shortcuts
now,
table.
There's quite a few rows in this table. There's about 47. So I'm going to use my item chooser menu to jump down to add to iTunes as a spoken track. So I'm doing VOI for item chooser menu.
System preferences busy. Item chooser menu 243 items. System preferences ready.
And I want to jump down to add to iTunes as a spoken track. I'm just going to type in TR and see what happens.
5 items. Add to iTunes as a spoken track.
VO spacebar to select that.
Add to iTunes as a spoken track.
Now let's VO left arrow to see if it's already been selected.
Check. Uncheck checkbox level 1.
No, it's not, so let's press VO spacebar to select it.
Check. Check. Checkbox.
Now we're finished with this option now, so we can press Command W to close the system preference window.
Finder window.
Let's go to our
list
desktop
view, table.
Shift VOD.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
We'll jump to our applications folder by doing Shift Command A for applications.
Applications, list view, table 1.
And let me press TEX for text edit to jump down to it.
Tell text edit.app, Saturday.
Command O to open it.
Open text edit window untitled edit text.
Now I want to actually load in a practice document, so I'm doing Command O to open up my open dialog box.
Open ellipsis file table no selection.
In my file table, so let's interact with the file table with Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with file table.
And my practice document, of course, starts with PRAC, so let me type in PRAC.
Per practice document.rtf.
Let's uninteract.
Stop interacting with file.
To go to the bottom of the table with Shift Function VO right arrow, because I'm actually using a MacBook keyboard.
Open default button.
And that right arrow was I was pressing the end key. So on a full size Mac keyboard, you'd be pressing Shift VO end. On the choose button, so let's do VO spacebar to select it.
Now practice document. This is the first sentence of...
And I'm now in the practice document. Let's see if we need to interact with it. So let's do the interact command with Shift VO down arrow.
Interact with edit text.
And we do.
Word.
And I always like to go to the top of a document when I'm working with one. So let me do command up arrow to go to the top of the document.
Top of document. Practice document.
And that's it. Now at this point, if I was to actually highlight it and send it off to iTunes as a spoken track, the speech rate would be the speech rate of the actual Mac operating system itself, not that of VoiceOver. So what I can do to actually control the rate of speech which iTunes will actually use to speak it out to us, if you like, is by putting a command at the top of the file And what I'm going to do is type in left bracket, left bracket.
Left bracket, left bracket.
And the word rate.
R-A-T-E.
Space.
Space.
And I'd like my rate to be 400 words a minute, so I'll type in
400.
Right bracket. And that's on the first line of the file. Or basically what you could do is include it anywhere, most particularly where you actually want the highlight to also include that rate command. So I'm actually going to highlight the whole document in this case. So I'm pressing Command-A to highlight the whole document.
Left bracket, rate 400, right bracket.
And let's go to our menu bar with VOM.
Menu bar, Apple.
VO right arrow for text edit.
Text edit.
Pull it down with VO down arrow.
Text edit, menu, 7 items.
Let's keep going down with VO down arrow to services.
About text edit, preferences, services, submenu.
VO spacebar to select.
Services, submenu, 22 items. Add to iTunes as a spoken track.
Add to iTunes as a spoken track is the option that we're on. Let's press VO spacebar to select it.
Add to iTunes as a spoken track.
And you heard that blip noise. It's actually done the command very fast, but it's only a small document. Let's see where we are with VOF2 for title of window.
Window, iTunes 1.
We're in iTunes. Let's press VOF3 to see what we're in focus with the voiceover cursor.
Sources table is in the voiceover cursor. You are currently on a table. To enter this,
I'm in the sources table, so I'm just going to press Shift VO down arrow to interact with my source list.
Interact with sources table, row 31 of 32, selected. Column left paren, 1 of 1 right paren, spoken text, playlist.
And that's indeed our right playlist, spoken text playlist. So that's fine, so let's uninteract with that with Shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with source.
VO right arrow twice to get to the songs list.
Vertical splitter, songs table.
Let's interact with that with Shift VO down arrow.
Interact 1.
And VO right arrow.
Name, text to speech.
That's the one. And let's press VO spacebar to listen to it.
Practice document. This is the first sentence of the first paragraph. This is the middle sentence of the first paragraph. This is the last sentence of the first paragraph. This is the first sentence of the second paragraph. This is the middle sentence of the second paragraph. This is the last sentence of the second paragraph. This is the first sentence of the third paragraph. This is the middle sentence of the third paragraph. This is the last sentence of the third paragraph.
And as you can tell, that rate was a lot faster than what our voice rate is set to in VoiceOver. So that's it. If I was to actually sync my Nano, Shuffle, Touch, or iPhone to iTunes now, I would receive that in a playlist on my device and listen to it quite happily. And just a tip, if it's a very big document, it will take quite a while for the iTunes process to work, but you will get that sound saying that's completed doing its process to add to iTunes as a spoken track, and then off you go. So I hope it's been of some use. If you've got any other questions about any of the accessibility tips and trick options to do with any of the Apple products, please feel free to contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Bye for now, and thanks for listening.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.